Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1334 and the writing's Shin number 486. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah said, talks about the fact, the importance of, for a person to wash as soon as they wake up. And they don't want to sleep anymore, because we'll discuss in the future when you go, if you're going back to bed. So then if somebody like wakes up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, whatever the case is, so then you don't have to wash negavasser, right? If somebody, you run in the bathroom, you do what you have to do and then you go back right back to sleep. So you don't have to actually wash negavasser. It's a good thing to wash your hands to make the bracha and so on, but the actual negavasser itself doesn't have to be washed until what person wakes up and they're done sleeping. But then at that point, one should be careful to wash as soon as possible, as soon as they're able to. This is true even if one is going to still be in their bed after they're awake. They're going to stay in the bed for whatever the reason for the next 15 minutes, whatever, for just giving an example, right? But one should be careful to wash negelwasser, even, you know, first wash and then do what you have to do. Now, it's a good thing to place, in accordance with this, to place a jug of water with a pan, to be able to pour into the, and leaving it next to the person's bed. And like this, you're able to, as soon as you get up in the morning, you're able to wash negavasa right away. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, at the very least, one should be careful not to walk Dalet Amis. How much is Dalet Amis? Everybody should find out, from their own halachic authority. It's usually between 7 and 8 feet. But I don't want to get into exact amounts. It's some machlokes, various opinions, whatever the case is. So a person should find out. But not to walk Dalet Amis, to go 4 Amis without washing Negavasa. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Zohar, he says is a person should be very, very, extremely careful in this matter. It's not something to play around with. Now, if for whatever reason one did not prepare a utensil to wash with, then as soon as they wake up, they should go to the nearest place and wash without any delay. Not to spend any time in between, and to get to the nearest place to wash as soon as possible. This is in order not to have the rachra stay on one's hands. It's interesting to note the Mishnah Berurah, just agavurcha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there were those who wanted to go. So since you don't go Dalet Amis, so they would sort of like go, walk 3 amos and then stop and then walk another 3 amos. But he brings down from others, that's not really the proper thing to do, because in fact, the point is one wants to get rid of the rachra, the impure spirits, from the hands as soon as possible, and not to start going, stopping. You go right to the sink and whatever you have to do, and wash your hands, and you do it alternately in the regular way that we spoke about washing negavasser, and then you get rid of the rachra as soon as possible. Now, there are some authorities who do hold in conjunction, Mishnah Berurah talks about also, some authorities that do hold in conjunction with this matter, that the entire house is considered equal to 4 amis, that which we say one is not allowed to walk 4 amis, but there are those who hold that in this halacha, for this halachic matter, the entire house would be considered equal to 4 amis. So therefore, if somebody walks more than 4 amis, as long as they're in the same house, which usually it's going to be like that, but as long as they're in the same house, it would still be good according to those pariskim. Now, as far as relying on it, as much as possible, they bring down this firm ring down. One should only rely on these opinions in a time of pressing need, or they can't help themselves, or for whatever, if they have certain reasons, whatever the case is. But in general, as much as possible, a person should see to it that they should, set up the negelwasser, as close to the bed as possible. Like this, you are able to wash immediately. Need be, there is what to rely on, and one should be, do the best that they could. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha Merachah. Cultive.